World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
You know, it's Normandy Beach. It really is Normandy Beach. You say, huh? You say, what are you talking about, Coach? I'm telling you, it's Normandy Beach in the spirit realm right now. If we could see what was going on, if we could really, first of all, we don't even really believe in the spiritual realm anymore. And I've talked about this a number of times, that the church, for the most part, the supernatural has left the church. Now, the supernatural hasn't left the church. You still have the charismania going on and the waving of the flags. And you guys know what I'm talking about. And speaking of the tongues. And I'm not making fun of any of that. That stuff's still out there. But we have to understand that a hardcore, spirit-filled, aggressive, manly Christian is almost a thing of the past. You'd have to agree with that, wouldn't you? I mean, that the idea, whoever wrote the song, Onward Christian Soldiers, that guy must have been a kook. Hey, Spencer, Johnny, I'm sorry. Real quick, pull that up for me real quick. Just Google Onward Christian Soldiers lyrics. This guy probably wouldn't even be welcome in an American church today, would he? Huh? Oh, they would call, my goodness, they wouldn't have anything to do with this guy. Onward Christian Soldiers. What? What? John's going to have it up here for us here in a second. And it was the song. Look, this is free stream here, okay? Coming right out of my head. That's an old, old hymn. In fact, if we were to go back and dig up some of the old hymns, we would find a lot of militancy in them. Onward Christian Soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ, the royal master, leads against the foe, forward into battle. See his banner go? Can you imagine this today? They'd throw you out of the church. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war with the cross of Jesus going before. At the sign of triumph, Satan's host doth flee. On then, Christian soldiers, on to victory. Hell's foundations quiver at the shout of praise. Brothers, lift your voices, loud your anthem raise. Like a mighty army moves the church of God. Brothers, we're treading where the saints have trod. We are not divided, all one body we, one in hope and doctrine. One in charity, onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Onward, then, you people, join our happy throng. We're happy to be gone to war. Blend with ours your voices in that triumph song. Glory, laud, and honor unto Christ the King. This through countless ages men and angels sing. Anybody getting goosebumps with me? So can somebody tell me what happened to this? What happened to this spirit in the American church? Wow, when was that written? It says Baptist Hymnal, 1991. Johnny, do a little, just skip over a little bit. This had to be way before we Christians today. I got a lot of stuff to show you. It's always the same. I always got a lot to show you. Oh, Lord, be with me here. Lukewarm churches, love. Oh, yeah, the gospel according to Paul, John Lennon, and Paul McCartney. You know what that gospel is? All you need is love, la, 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 la. All you need is love. La, 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 la. All you need is love, love. Love is all you need. By the way, those evangelists are the same ones who gave us that other deeply spiritual song. Imagine there's no heaven. Easy if you try. No hell below us, above us only sky. Yeah, I'll get off of it here. Man, oh man, oh man, oh man. A lot going on. Let me jump in here. I'm going to try to be a good boy here. Eileen's been waiting for a while to give us an update. And Rob Pugh's going to tell us something. Let me do this. Let me go to Rob first and then Eileen. Go ahead, Rob. Or maybe he didn't mean to raise his hand. I spoke to Rob pre-show. Go ahead, Eileen.
Yeah, Coach, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. Yeah, I was just going to say, if Paul were alive today, the church would be getting a letter.
Good one. The church would be getting a letter from Paul, that's for sure. Huh? Oh, my goodness. It'd probably be an email, though, wouldn't it, Rob? Be a group email he'd probably send them. I get you, though, brother. Come on in, Eileen. Church would be getting a letter.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning, everyone. Yeah. I've been going to the FACE trial down in Detroit with eight of the 11, Tennessee 11. Uh-huh. And one thing that happened yesterday, number one, that Eva Edel's attorney tried to get in to evidence or allow testimony regarding Eva's life in the death camps. And the judge refused because he said it did not go to the intent of the charges, but the motivation, which would be the jury would be swayed or confused.
Okay, Eileen, being an attorney, what does that mean, what you just told us?
Well, the judge has to weigh whether or not it's prejudicial. Yes, and whether, you know, the...
In other words, hang on, Eileen, I interrupt for a living. In other words, for her to say, I did this because God called me to do it, and that would be prejudicial, is that what you're saying?
For the jury, they would not... Yeah. It would go to her motive.
Oh, yeah.
We not to the intent.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
So he kept it out. And then when I talked to Eva, she said, I said, you know, I'd like to interview you on my podcast when the trial's over. And she said, oh, you mean when I'm found guilty? I go, Eva, don't talk like that. Mm. And she said, it's a done deal. They are so scared of my story.
Oh, man.
And there were a number of articles already written about Eva, and that
praise the Lord. Alex Jones picked it up the other day. Praise the Lord, Alex.
Yes.
Hey, folks, if they can make a martyr out of George Floyd, could we make a martyr out of Eva Edel? 87-year-old Holocaust survivor thrown in jail for rescuing pre-born children. Oh, that's a pretty good setup. That'd be good in Hollywood, wouldn't it, Eileen?
Oh. They're making a documentary right now because she was up till after a full day in court. Wednesday evening or Tuesday evening, she was up with the producers of this documentary till midnight.
Eileen, Pastor Dale, who keeps this stuff really close to his heart, said Chet Gallagher and Heather Idoni have represented themselves in court, and they've done 100% better than those who have represented by attorneys. How about that?
Yes. Absolutely. And Chet is also has two co-counsels from the Thomas More Law firm as his ex-advisors, right, if you will. Right. The judge, it's very interesting. The judge gives so much respect, it appears, to Heather and to Chet. He seems like a good guy. He's an Obama appointee, but yeah. I found out he communicates with the Tennessee judge that's a Clinton appointee. Because remember, Chet has not been sentenced yet, and Eva has not been sentenced yet in Tennessee. So, but the biggest problem that they have in this case is to prove the elements of conspiracy, because it is not, the FACE Act is only a year, but the conspiracy charge carries 10 years. And so they... Right. And so they have are going to have a very high bar proving that they were opposing or intimidating. But to see the joy in these people, in these defendants, I mean, like Cal Zastro, he just sits there and smiles all day. And like Eva said in her interview, I believe with InfoWars, that she said, you know, God, it doesn't matter what happens because God always wins. And Heather, it's really something to see and you experience, because it is truly the battle of good and evil.
Yeah.
Playing out in front of your eyes. I mean, you look at the U.S. attorneys and they're all dark with dark hair and dark suits.
Vengeance. We're going to get even. We're going to lock them up, right?
Absolutely.
No mercy.
And then the young woman, Caroline Davis, who turned to work for the government to save her own butt. The first thing I noticed is that she, and I asked a few people, I said, does she have some kind of mental illness? And they said, oh, yes. She was abused as a child, and something a child should never experience. That's all they said. Mm. But you could see, it was like Kamala Harris up there. She'd start cackling for no reason. She'd start like bumping, like she's listening to music. And then she just talks about how now it's important for her to follow the law. She's had a change of heart.
Okay, Eileen, and then when this whole thing's over, the judges are going to tell the jury which testimony is permitted and which testimony is not. In other words, help me if I'm not an attorney or the son of one, but at the end, the judges just... is going to say to the jury, hey, disregard this and disregard this. Isn't that the way it works?
Absolutely. He already has done that with a couple of limited instructions. And he said at the beginning, I will tell you what the law is.
We are.
And you will be required.
How about that? Follow. Thou shalt not kill. That would be the law, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be the law, folks? Thou shalt not kill. Wouldn't that law supersede walking on property? Wouldn't that super? You sure think so, wouldn't you, Eileen?
Absolutely. But that's what Eva said.
Because it's not a human being. It's not alive. Hell, you can kill it. Boy, folks, we live in a wicked, wicked time. Eileen, thanks so much for caring enough to do all that and keep us updated.
Thank you.
Oh, to have the bravery, the joy and bravery of Cal Zastro and Chet Gallagher and those people. Look, the Lord would find me. I'm talking about me, but the Lord would find me faithful in a situation like that. Dale, come on in, then Gino.
Yeah, just a couple quick points, Coach. What you just said, just the example that Kel has set. You know, if I was reading the Fox of Book of Martyrs, maybe 50 years from now, one of the quotes I think that would be in there is what Cal Zastro said in his sentencing down in Tennessee. He says, "Your Honor," he says, "if you put me in jail, with Cal Zastro." With Chet Gallagher, because he's old and I need to take care of him. I mean, Coach, that's the mentality that these people have. Now, two things about this judge, that the judge has really put the pressure on the prosecutor. And one of that is because of the angle that Chet Gallagher has brought in the cross-examination of the girl who's testifying against them, right? That the bar of conspiracy, that looks like it's not going to happen here, it seems like. But one of the mind-blowing things is when they were going through jury deliberation, that the judge looked at this little old lady and told her, can you set aside your morals and convictions? and rule. Coach, I'm thinking to myself, how the heck can you rule in any court without some kind of a moral or conviction?
No, he wants that lady, Christian morals.
Well, well, Coach, how can you convict if you don't have convictions?
Good one, man. Good one. Good one. Oh, my God. It's right happening right in front of us. Gino.
Well, Dale about said it all. I like what he said. But that judge needs to sit down because he's already ruled how he's going to rule.
Oh, yeah. We know where he is.
He's going to tell the jury how to convict. That's what's the problem.
Folks, he is on the government team, and then there's another team. There's a them team and an us team. And the us team are those of us who still believe in truth, justice, and the American way, and have not come to the realization that the people who are in charge, who have captured our country, do not believe in truth, justice, and the American. They don't believe in that, folks. They don't. And it's one of the hardest things. I'm going to get to some of that here this morning. It's one of the hardest things for Americans to come to the realization of, that the government has become the enemy of the free man. Folks, I'm telling you, government has become the enemy. The government courts are all about punishment. Punishment. And it's so easy because all they do then is they just look at a piece of paper. And what is the sentencing code. Oh, for this violation, you get 3 years. For this, oh, well, folks, that didn't justice. Laura Ann, come on.
And I, this is probably a strange question, but not really coming since it's coming from me. Are any of these 11, the Tennessee 11, of any other faith background other than Christian? Are any of them Muslims? So why isn't there a defense that they have the freedom to practice their own faith? And if there was one Muslim that was there, none of this would even be happening.
Hmm.
You know, yeah. I mean, when you think about it, because Muslims, there's no way a Muslim, a Buddhist are going to sacrifice their child. There is absolutely no way. And then the races outside of, and then, you know, Eva, she's a Jewish person. So why isn't this anti-Semitic what they're doing to her? She's anti-Semitic, anti-Christian. You're not supposed to, I mean, it's considering the law that you're not supposed to be going against any Jews. And she's bloodline Jewish. Mm-hmm. So help me. Can they use that defense to help them? Because, and I don't know. So that's just a thought to throw out there.
Are you looking at me, Lauren?
Yes, sir.
Legal. It's legal to discriminate against Christians. It's legal. Don't you understand it? It's all the minorities that you can't do anything against. If you're a Christian, it's legal to get you. See, they are the ones. The courts are the ones who tell people that they have to set aside their Christianity when ruling in a governmental court. And folks, that's where we are, man. That's one of the stuff I wanted to get to. Thank you, Eileen.
Yeah, appreciate that was just a thought, Coach. So I wanted to throw out there.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm not yelling at you. I just I just yell for a living. All right. Sometimes my exhortation sounds like anger. And it's not anger, it's exhortation.
Sounds. I love when the coach encourages like that. I can hear you when I'm on the field.
Amen.
Because if you were whispering, I wouldn't know what plays to do.
Oh, my goodness. You should have been out to my buddy Coach E. His voice reverberated into the gymnasium, and we were on the outside, man. So when you're a coach, you got to learn to be loud, loud and proud. Okay, I want to take you somewhere again today. Sorry to do this, but – remember here, Lord, just guide us here this morning. Don't let me forget to pray. We're going to pray here. I went back to my notes. Okay. Calm down, Coach. Saturday Night Live. We're looking at the 24th of August. Shame on me, folks. It had been my plan all along to have Sky High available so people could come to Sky High and we could do Saturday. And it just has, We just, it's not happening. Pray for that, that the Lord will open that door, that we can get people to Sky High. And Mel's working really hard. I'm just announcing right now, tentatively, August 24th, Saturday Night Live. We'd love to have you come. And we want to start having them every 2 weeks. So if you can't make it on the 24th, what's 2 weeks after the 24th? We're going to do a second one at that point. And God bless Mel and Glenn and Mike Blake and those who are doing what they can to help us get this thing up running locally. We can and must make a difference. We have to, folks. And if you would, click on the Liberty Action Network. Well, I'm sorry, you got it up here. Thank you. Thank you, Jonathan. I'll give you a raise. So this Liberty Action Network, United Prayer Against the DC Agenda and Leaders. Folks, let me ask this. Thank you before I say it. How about you, some of you folks who are looking at me right now, why don't you get on a conference call with five of your friends and pray this? Why don't you take the initiative to get five of your friends and every day, August 19th through the 23rd, intercede against the demonic Democratic Party in D.C. Can you imagine how this could magnify if you got five? Hang on here. Let me look over here a minute. What if I just see numbers. George Howard, what if he got five? And what if 214 got five and 304 got five, and 1330 got five, and 419 got five, and 507 got five? I'm going down the list of people who I see that are in the queue right there. What if Al Servant got five, and Alice got five, and Amanda, and Annette, and Beth Yates, and Betty Perkins, and Big Dan, and Bob Evans, Bob Havenstreich, and Bonnie, and Brett, and Sean? What if all you people got five? What if you all got five and prayed? What if we did that? That's one of my greatest failings, I think.
Boom.
Is to get you actively involved. You can do it. You have a network of people. Maybe it's only two of you. Maybe it's you and your husband. Maybe it's you and your husband and your grandchild. I don't know who it is. How hard is this for us to do? And Chad said, Chad, who I really like. Yeah, he's one of my favorites. Chad called me yesterday and said, Coach, more of this kind of stuff. We have to get people move. We got to get them moving. Just coming and listening to your show is good, but there's got to be action afterwards. This is a great action right here, right here. And I would adjure you. That's a strong one. I don't even know what that word sounds good. Some big word sounds good. I'd adjure you, man. Find five, find two, find three, and intercede. Pray on behalf. Look, we've got it's all right there at the Liberty Action. Mel's put it up there. Exactly what to pray. All of it. And we're praying against this Luciferian Democratic Convention. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Mel, for compiling all that and putting it all together. And put it in the chat, Johnny, if you can, for people to go down. Tell us exactly what psalm to read on the 19th. We're going to begin doing that. Look, this will sound stupid. I'm going to say this. This sounds stupid. As important as it is, we don't have to use this program to pray together. We know what it is we're supposed to be praying. Let's pray it. It doesn't have to be done right now. Can you get five people to join you Monday, August 19th, some of you, and read Psalm 9 and pray those? Can you find somebody to do that? That would be my prayer request, that you'd all be able to do that. And then you can click and print. Click on that, Johnny. Click and print to the mountain of the media. There it is. There's everything you need to read. All you got to do is read. You and your wife, your husband. I hope you don't have a wife and a husband. Your children, your grandchildren. Go to war. Let's go to war. I just want to encourage all of you on that, to do that. And thanks to Randy and Faithful Randy and Craig and those guys that are out there beating the bushes and doing it's awesome, man. It's awesome. All right, cool. Say, Coach, are we going to pray those? Yeah, I'm going to pray them right now. Can you pull it up there? The other one begins August 19th. These are prayers against. What's the action? National Convention in Chicago. It's going to be going on that day. And we're going to pray against it. We're going to tear down those strongholds, those principalities and powers. We are going to do that. You're going to do that. You're going to get people. See, the Bible says that where the two or more are gathered. Two or more. I don't know how good you are, but you and your husband is two. You and your daughter is two. You and your neighbor is two. Wherever two or more are gathered, where's this? Hey, Johnny, see how quick you are. Find that scripture. Wherever two or more are gathered. Again, does the Lord lie? Does the Lord lie to us? Does he lie to us? Wherever two or more are gathered. What the prayer of agreement. What does the Bible say about the prayer? If we would pray the prayer of agreement. What's that, John? The prayer of agreement. Anybody know what that is? John found it. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. There am I in the midst of them. Johnny, how about the prayer of agreement? Google that one. Prayer of agreement. What does that mean? Do we believe that we can pull these kingdoms down? Or, as I wrote about today and didn't get posted at News with Hughes, I don't know what's going on. I'll find out. We don't believe for victory. The American church, oh, don't get me gone. Don't get me gone, Spirit. The American church believes in evacuation, not occupation. It's everywhere you look. No wonder we don't win. And again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm right there in the middle of it. We sit around and we watch the devil's team and their power of agreement. That video we showed yesterday where the media all saying the same thing over and over. You think that's by happenstance? You think that's just happening? That they all just happen to use the same word? You understand there's power of agreement on the other side as well? The devil's team can pray the power of agreement? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm all over the place. I'm doing all right, though, aren't I? Doing all right here today? Oh, man. Oh, man. I got some good stuff to show you. Look, I don't want this show to be about me and what I think and what I say. I understand I'm the orchestra director. I understand I'm the offensive coordinator. I understand that. I don't want it to be about me. I want it to be about us. I want it to be about you. I want you to feel like at the end of the day, you've done more than just watch a show, but you've been actively involved doing something. We look at the Liberty Action Network, unbelievable, Liberty Action Network. We have all kinds of actions and no coordinated pushback. We got to get better at it. Again, that's what August 24th, Saturday Night Live is about. I'll get you more information on it. Write it on your calendar. You say, oh, Coach, I live clear up by Cleveland. I know. So get a hotel. Get a hotel that night. Bring your wife down there. Come down. Spend the whole day down here, Columbus. Go around, look around Columbus. Come to the prayer gathering, and then go home. Spend the whole night in a hotel, or you can drive back home. Hey, you ain't gonna believe it. You ain't gonna guess who's coming. Are you ready? I mean, you want an autograph? The King of Kings is coming. He's coming to our gathering. Come on, a meeting. Come on, me. He's more amazing than Taylor Swift and LeBron James.
Hallelujah.
He's coming, man. He's going to be there on the 24th. Come and meet him. As Christ, as King Jesus sits on his throne, the right hand of his Father, his body, which is the church of Christ on earth, his body, which is the church of God, is placing all his enemies under his feet by displacing darkness with the gospel of the kingdom. Amen. Hey, Randy, who's placing the enemies under God's feet? Why, his body is. That'd be you and me. God's done all he can do, man. He's done everything. All power's been given unto us. He said, it's been given unto me. I'm giving it to you. Go do it. Go do it. Go do it. Go do it. And I'm with you always, even at the end of the age. Media as the means and the tools of conveying information through news and entertainment. So the declarations over the United Center in Chicago, there's no unity outside of Jesus Christ, because we are living witnesses in due time of the kingdom of God on earth. And because we've been given his authority to be his ambassadors, we are declaring the following on his behalf as his ambassadors from heaven into this worldly realm. We are declaring the authority of God, and we declare that the written word and spoken word of God possess authority in heaven and on earth. And somebody say amen. Don't unmute. We declare, as sons and daughters of the Lord God, to have access by the blood of Christ to the throne of grace and the authority that accompanies that throne. Amen. And we declare within the presence of the Holy Spirit, and where three or more of us are gathered here right now today, these following decrees to every media entity, whether by publication, broadcast, or internet, to kiss the Son or perish, according to Psalm 2:12. His grace goes to the repentant heart, but his vengeance is upon the rebellious. Thank you, Lord, for your vengeance. And we declare to you in person, city of Chicago, state of Illinois, that you are now served these declarations. Not only that, Craig went and served it. Craig was the bailiff. Craig drove all the way from D.C. to Chicago as the bailiff to deliver the decrees to the king. We decree that Jesus Christ is king over the United States of America, including all its airwaves, frequencies, and media. Somebody say amen. Amen. We declare the righteous judgment of God be upon every media platform that is undermining the sovereignty of Jesus Christ and the will of God for this nation, including but not limited to the mainstream media, news, cable news, newspapers and periodicals, television and entertainment channels, owners and stockholders, employees and associates, advertisers and agents, actors and handlers, and all who are knowingly and or ignorantly complicit with these evil agendas. Somebody say amen. Amen. We declare financial devastation. CNN is going broke. Thank you, Jesus. We decree financial devastation and ruination, especially to the big five mega corporations who own 90% of the media: Comcast, Disney, News Corp, Warner Brothers, AT&T, and Paramount Global. We declare, and BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street, who own 20% of the five Luciferian systems and all others exchange the truth of God for a lie. We declare you are financially destroyed in Jesus' name. Somebody said amen. We decree that all Luciferian media outlets will be publicly uncovered, exposed, and ordered by courts of justice to repay compensation every single injustice upon humanity. Lord, return financially and restore those J6ers, Lord. Restore them, Lord.
Amen.
And we decree to all, oh no, we decree that every whistleblower has the opportunity to be placed under the covering of Christ and by personal repentance become righteous with covenantal protection. Psalm 91. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We believe that. We decree to all false journalists, reporters, commentators, podcasters who are deliberate or complicit with propaganda, lies, half-truths, slander, deception, fear-mongering, immoral activities, and all other acts of malice are guilty of felonies and shall be prosecuted to the full extent of the law under the Constitution. We also deliver such ones over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirits might be saved, 1 Corinthians 5. Amen. And we decree from Holy Spirit, cease and desist order to all persons and groups who are participating with covering up a false Zionist mafia, a false Jewish mafia, to influence and control of news and entertainment mediums. Because God is no respecter of persons or ethnicities. You must fall upon the stone, or the stone will grind you to powder. But God will restore his holy Zion and Jerusalem that he's promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And it will be under the control, authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, not the United Nations, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Amen. We decree to all government agencies you've deceived and lied to the people that you will eat the fruit of your own evil, and your devastation and destruction are imminent. Amen. I'm watching your lips. Some of you ain't saying it. We decree that all hijacked airways, frequencies, and media be loosed into the glorious liberty of the sons of God, and they belong to Christ and his kingdom. Amen.
In agreement.
Amen.
So according to Ephesians 6:20 and 2 Corinthians 4:13, we therefore speak these words of God to the demonic hierarchy who sit in tyrannical rule from the second heaven. Your strongholds are now removed in Jesus' name. Amen. Your financial power and sources are being drained. Wealth being transferred to the righteous in Jesus' name. Amen. Your prophets, your false prophets of propaganda, lies, and deception are slain by the prophetic word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Your blood-filled false altars are being cleansed of all unrighteousness in Jesus' name. Amen. And your coverings to hide and rule from the shadows are being erased in Jesus' name. Amen. May the Holy Spirit be judge and jury as he wills in real time and in this place in Jesus' name. Amen. And on this day, August 8th, and today, August 15th, are set in motion and undeterred in Jesus' name. Amen. And in the name of the Lord Jesus, our King, Prophet, High Priest, all of God's people said, amen.
Amen.
Wow. This is all part of it. Praise the Lord. Folks, get somebody together and pray that. Take it outside. Do it. Repeat it over and over. Continually remind the Lord of what his word says. It's the sword. It's the sword. His word is the sword. Let's slice and dice. Oh, man. Take a deep breath here. Golly, it's been long. I got some good stuff to show you that maybe won't be quite. Oh, I got to show you this one. Want to know why we're losing? Pull up Christians for Kamala. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Christians for Kamala. They already have 40,000 people. No. Christians for Kamala reaches 40,000 people. I'm just curious here. See, this is a social gospel. By the way, this is infiltration. These people aren't Christians. This is infiltration. Let me ask you something. Can anybody give me one position of Kamala that's Christian? I'm going to wait. So, I mean, she may have some Christian positions I'm not aware of. Can anybody give me one Christian position that Kamala has? I'll wait.
Doesn't exist.
Don't hold your breath.
Well, I'm really. Can you give me where's Kamala on unborn children? All right. Where's Kamala on open border? Oh, I know what they do. They say we have to open the border because we're a Christian nation and we have to reach out to these people. Really? I would call it thievery. Wouldn't you guys call it thievery? When somebody comes across the border and steals stuff from you, isn't that thievery? Now, if Kamala Harris wants them to come across the border and live in her house, and she take care of them, that's all well and good. Well, she has no right to take my money. Separation of church and state. Separation of church and state. She has no right to take my money and give it to somebody else. She doesn't have a right to do that. That isn't Christian. Where's Kamala in regards to homosexuality? We know. Where is she in regard to transgender? We know. Where is she in regards to transgenderism with your children? Oh, we know. She wants to teach it to your children. Folks, there ain't one position of Kamala Harris that will hold up. Maybe I'm wrong, Lord. Show me if I'm wrong. Very few positions that Kamala Harris holds that will hold up under biblical scrutiny. None. 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 And 50% of Catholics are voting for her. And 80,000 of these. Hang on. Do you understand? I'm going to do real quick math on you now. Do you understand that 80,000 is really 160,000? Do you understand that? 80,000 voting for Kamala. If those 80,000 voted for Kamala, sorry, didn't vote for Kamala, those 80,000 didn't vote for Kamala, you subtract 80,000 from her total. And if they voted for Donald Trump, that's 80,000 for Donald Trump. That's 160,000 votes. You get it? You get the math? We are our own worst enemy. The church is in bed with the devil. Maybe my commentary will get posted tomorrow. Okay, I'm switching gears. This is awesome. As always, put everything in. Friends, if you're watching on one of the platforms, it's not CoachDaveLive.com right now. If you're watching it right now, go to Coach Dave Live, and after the show's over, all of these links are posted. They're all posted. So you can share them with others and all that kind of stuff. They're all posted there. When you go and you click on today's show, boom, and you click on it at the bottom are all the links that we used. They're all down there, but you can only find this at CoachDaveLive.com, okay? Come on, folks. Share this stuff. Come on. Johnny Appleseed. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Okay. This blew me away. This blew me away. Wow. My buddy, Mike Markham down in Carolina sent me a video yesterday that just, Mike, you're right. It kind of rocked me back. I couldn't believe it. Pull up for me, Johnny. This has nothing to do with today, okay? Just relax here a second. Bring up number one. You guys know who killed John F. Kennedy? Hang on, hold it. Anybody know who killed John F. Kennedy? Somebody tell me who killed Kennedy. Who killed Kennedy?
CIA.
Well, CIA. Who killed Kennedy? Who pulled the trigger?
Well, they say Oswald.
Tell us Lee Harvey Oswald pulled the trigger, right?
Who's the driver? The driver did.
The driver shot him? Okay.
No, so, actually, Satan working through people shot him.
Okay. But the guy who actually pulled the triggers, anybody know who it is?
Yeah, but I'm trying to pull the guy's name up, but he's in prison in 19. He did a documentary. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so Steve, I'm going to show it to you right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to show it to you right now.
That was a good video.
Put this at the 1 hour mark, folks. This is about a 3 hour video Mike Markham sent to me yesterday. This is the guy, James Files, in prison today. This video was made like 2007. He shot him. He did. He's telling everybody, I did it. 1 hour, man. Go ahead and play about
Main Street there, come down on Houston, turn back around on the Elm there, come down that little side drive there. Oh, when it come down, I made his first right. That's when I brought the weapon up. And then I'm over the fence, and as they come down, made the turn on down there, that's when I started focusing through the scope and following the car. As shots started ringing out, I started counting the shots, but I'm not counting like one,
hang on,
two,
hang
three,
on,
and four.
Hang on. Freeze. You have to watch the beginning of it to understand the conspiracy, who he's working with, all right? His job, he's at Degrassi Knoll, and his job is, he's going to be shot from behind. Kennedy's going to be shot from behind. And his job is to stand there. And if Kennedy gets to him and his head still hasn't been blown off, literally, it's what it says, then it's his job to finish. So he's right there. We've all seen the Zapruder film. He's there at Degrassi Knoll. He's behind the bear. And he's watching through his scope. Kennedy hadn't been shot yet. And his job is, after he hears the shots go off, Kennedy's still alive. It's his job to finish him off. Okay? That's what the first hour and show tells us. Go ahead.
I'm counting them. Miss, 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 because I know we're going for the headshot. So I don't care how many rounds are being fired as long as we get a headshot. But I'm hearing the shots being fired, and I'm counting them as a miss, miss. And that's the only thing I'm concerned about. I've got this sign there for the Simmons Freeway that is fixing to come into my field of fire. As far as I can see at this point, President has not been hit in the head at this time. I've seen the body lurch. I know he's been hit. How serious, I don't know. But my last instructions was we're going for headshot. If you have to take a shot, take it. But don't fire unless it's a necessity, unless you really have to. He said, Jimmy, don't fire unless you have to. We want everything from the backside. I'm not asking why. Okay, whatever you say. At this point, as it starts to approach and come behind that freeway sign, and I've already been instructed not to hit anybody but Kennedy because they didn't want Jackie getting hurt or anybody else, I'm fixing to lose my field of fire. And at this point, either I shoot or I can put it in a suitcase and leave, one or the other. I took the shot. I fired one shot only.
And where were you aiming?
Well, I was aiming for his right eye, which to me is the left side of his head looking head on. But for him, it would be his right eye. And once I pull the trigger, I'm right in on it, and it's almost like looking 6 feet away through the scope. As I squeezed, take off my round, his head moved forward, I missed, and I coming right along the temple, just right behind the eye.
Here or in the hairline?
No. All right. Well, I'm not sure because I can't see the penetration. I know I hit him right here. I know I hit behind the eye, somewhere within a half inch diameter right there, say. But
two shots almost simultaneously.
You think you got hit as you were screaming?
What I believe is this, and I got my ratings as a marksman. I'm a good shooter, always was. And I'm not bragging on myself, don't get me wrong, but that's what got me my start with David Phillips because of something that I did in the service, and I made a mark there, and it's on record, and it's recorded for headshots for what I did and the things that I did. But anyway, make a long story short, as I was preparing to squeeze off my round, Kennedy's head moved forward just as I squeezed. It was already in process. The head started forward. To me, what I believe is, and I did not see, let me clear the fact now, I never saw Mr. Nicoletti shoot Kennedy, but I know he was the man in the Dowtech building, the man supposed to be doing the shooting. Therefore, the head started forward. As far as I'm concerned, Mr. Nicoletti hit him at that point. As I squeezed off my round, the head started forward. I hit it and blew the head backwards.
So the exit wounds where in the rear?
I didn't hit the rear. The exit blew out. And you can see Jackie.
Where was the exit? On the right side or the left side?
Partially, most of it on his right side, I guess, back there, where the section come right out, part of the back of the skull. You know, I didn't go look at it. I didn't examine it. And a lot of people may find this hard to believe, but I have never read anything on the Kennedy assassination because I was never interested in it. I did not like John F. Kennedy.
Did you ever see autopsy pictures?
Did I ever see what?
The autopsy picture.
They sent me a book with. I looked at a few of them, but I didn't read the book. I want to say the book they sent me was probably
okay. You can get it off. Put it in the chat. I'm looking at it right here online right now. It's 2 hours and 47 minutes. It was done August. Wait a minute, where is it? Where's the date? Nah, I just saw it.
I thought it was 1993.
2003 documentary. Prison interview of James E. Files recorded in Stateville Correctional Center in Joliet, Illinois. After an FBI tip, Kennedy assassination investigator Joe West found James Files serving time for the attempted murder of an Illinois police officer. At first, Files was reluctant to talk, but West persisted and established a relationship with a man with firsthand knowledge of various aspects of the world of organized crime, government operations, and key people involved in planning and carrying out the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Huh? Folks, they're still lying to us about this. They have the guy who did it saying he did it. And they're still telling us a lie. Put it in the chat. Watch it for yourself. Look, it's kind of dry, although as Mike told me when he sent it to me, he says, Coach, it's kind of dry, but you can't shut it off because he's clearly not lying. Clearly not lying. Clearly not lying. It's when it all began, folks. All this mess we're dealing with now, this is when it all began. Okay, can I show you another thing that really doesn't have a whole lot to do with a lot of stuff, but I want you to see it. Go to number six. This doesn't have anything to do other than it's a reinforcement of the we are wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. I watched this yesterday. Go to the 7 minute mark. This guy was on Alex Jones yesterday. I'm sorry. I don't think Alex would care. This guy is telling us who the deep state leaders are right now. 7 minute mark. Greg Stenstrom, patriot.online. Put this in the chat so you guys can watch it on your own. And you want to know who's the power sources in Washington, D.C.? Go ahead and play it. By the way, these would be the kings of this earth that have set themselves.
And I are close friends, and I want to make sure I properly credit a lot of this work to him.
And I should add your huge bio. You're a doctor as well. But yeah, so go ahead.
No, I'm not a doctor.
I just saw MD on here.
Bachelor's of Science. No, Bachelor's of Science, Maryland. You saw Annapolis, Maryland. So I'm a U.S. Naval Academy graduate. And
So let's plunge into it.
Let's get into it. So the premise of the article and the reason for the show today was there's a control group within this country that was developed in 1978 in response to the Watergate scandal, for the people old enough to remember that, with Nixon and so forth. And there was the creation of a group called the Council. The Council is what they were originally created as. It's also known as the CIGI, C-I-G-I-E, but I want to refer to it for the Council to keep people on track. And what they've done is they initially formed for, I think, good, the Inspector General Corps, combined with the FBI and the Department of Justice. They were what's called a sui generis operation, a group of untouchables. Sui generis means unto themselves, so that they could investigate anyone, including the President of the United States, members of Congress, the Senate, global oligarchs, masters of business. So I think the group was originally formed, I'm going to say, whether it was good intentions or not, but they created a tremendous amount of power and put it in a small group of people's hands.
Here they come. Who are they?
What's happened is that has been twisted over the last 50 years. And this group has become basically the people who run the United States of America. And, you know, to say them by name is the simplest thing, but the council currently, the top level of the council, is Inspector General Michael Horowitz, FBI Director Christopher Wray, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, the Director of Office of Professional Responsibility, Jeffrey Ragsdale, the Chief Public Integrity Sector, called the PIN, which is Corey Amundson, and Deputy U.S. Attorney Lisa Monaco, and First Principal Deputy Marshall Miller. That group is at the pinnacle, or the head of the council. And they have the power to indict anyone they want, and they've done so. They indicted President Trump. They have the power to hold investigations or obstruct investigations. And that's where I originally touched on them in the group I'm working with. That includes Dr. Schindler. They originally contacted me. We were classmates as well. But the obstruction of the massive election fraud of 2020, the obstruction of investigations, is where I came into contact with them. There's multiple other people, whistleblowers in the federal government, that they've obstructed cases. And that's part of the article where
we explain. Okay, go ahead and put it in the chat. So in other words, there's a government mafia. That's basically what he's told us. It was formed as a good thing. And of course, like everything else, it gets infiltrated. And then once it gets infiltrated, it's no longer under control of the good people. And so our government, can you scroll back against it a little bit on that? Who were those guys, Johnny? He named, I can't believe this guy's still alive. He told us who they were.
Well, Coach, there's one name that you hadn't gotten to just yet. It's probably another minute in, and that would be none other than Bill Barr.
He's part of it. He's part of it.
The members change over the years, but the council remains the same.
Mm-hmm. You know? That's
and
right.
Bill Barr was a member of the council.
Well, the Attorney General's a member of the council, right? U.S. Attorney General. That one time was Bill Barr. Wow, huh? Put this in the chat. Your friends ain't going to believe it. They're not going to believe it. It's all right. It's all right. We understand it, right? Okay, one more thing. I'm going to give you fair warning, okay? You're going to hear a couple cuss words. Huh? Yeah, I'm sorry. You like going to a football game or you're sitting in the crowd and you're listening to a game. You're going to hear a couple cuss words. Pull it up. It's a parody. And see, sarcasm only has to be, is only funny if it's real. Now, I'm playing this for a couple different reasons. I want you to see the power of, I don't know whether it's AI, but the power of manipulation, the ability to put words in the mouths of people that maybe they didn't say. So this is a parody of a discussion between Kamala Harris and the guy who's running for vice president. What's his name? Whatever. Waltz. Waltz. How long is it? 3 minutes and 32 seconds. This will take us to the end. Folks, this is a parody. It's fake. But you tell me this doesn't sound real. Hold your ears for a couple bad words. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Tim.
It's Kamala Harris. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Madam Vice President.
Listen, you weren't my first choice. To be honest, you weren't even in my top 10. But no one else wants to run as my VP because they all know I'm going to lose. You are the only one who is willing to be my running mate.
Yeah, I mean, this is basically career suicide. But I did some dumb...
Oh!
A few years back, and now I'm totally controlled by the deep state. And so they told me either I become your running mate or I get Epstein in a New York prison.
Now, the fact that we're both radical communists is a slight problem, but I got some instructions from Big Daddy Barack. Basically, we're going to pretend that you're a normal American white guy. There's a bunch of things you did that we got to run away from here. You passed a law requiring tampons in the boys' bathroom in schools. You basically cheered on the George Floyd rioters who burned down your cities. You implemented a snitch hotline during COVID. And Tim, you signed a law that allows the state to take custody of children if their parents refuse to let them transition. I mean, what the f***, Tim? We got a lot of cleanup to do here. But listen, we already got the mainstream media gaslighting America into thinking that you're super normal.
This is America's dad, America's football coach, and the teacher that's cool enough without trying to be cool.
A lot of people have noticed the sort of down-to-earth, likable quality to him.
Very moderate in Congress.
A moderate Democrat.
A centrist, but a more centrist.
Kind of a centrist Midwesterner in persona.
That's pretty funny because I'm weird as fuck.
Americans are dumb, Tim. They'll believe anything we tell them.
They are so dumb, right?
They think I'm black. Okay, so here's the plan. In order to hide your own weirdness, we want you to accuse Trump and J.D. Vance of being weird. Just say it over and over again.
Weird, 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 weird. And then they start being weird. They're weird, 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 weird. Donald Trump's weirdness. Very weird, weird. It's just too weird. It's weird, weird. Okay, so how far left are we admitting to being here? Like, are we openly woke?
We have to stay woke. Like, everybody needs to be woke. And you can talk about if you're the wokest or woker, but just stay more woke than less woke. Yeah. No, we're flip-flopping on everything right now. We want to keep the voters confused. You know when your GPS suddenly starts rerouting inexplicably and you have no idea where you're going and you're afraid your GPS might just drive you off a cliff? We're exactly like that.
What do we say if reporters ask us about policy stuff?
Oh, we're not taking questions from reporters, Tim. We're not prepared for that. But if you do find yourself in a tricky spot with a reporter, just cackle.
Cackle.
Yeah, you know, cackle.
You're considered the most liberal United States senator.
Somebody said that, and it actually was Mike Pence on the debate stage. But
yeah. And is that a socialist or progressive perspective?
No. Like, what do you want to know?
Wow, that's horrifying.
Exactly. It's horrifying, but distracting. Okay, so Tim, tell me, your radical left political views, are those real?
Oh, no, of course not. No, honestly, I will have whatever political views you pay me to have.
I love it, Tim. You're like the white male version of me.
You're right. No one voted for me either. Hey, Kamala, let's see what can be unburdened by what has been.
All right, buddy. I'll see you soon. Take care. Bye.
Hey, you ever noticed that Harris Waltz sounds like Harry Balls?
I had not noticed that. Thank you for that. Bye, Tim.
Wow, huh? What they can manipulate, words they can put in people's mouths. We're in an unbelievable times, folks. It's Normandy Beach, baby. See you tomorrow.